This is 7AD and Cricket Tasmania Premier League. Our Greater Northern Raiders men's coach, Tim Coyle's on the line. Hello, mate.
Hello, Darren.
Okay, I'm just looking at the forecast for Launceston for the weekend, and it says mostly fine, partly cloudy, maybe a light shower both days. There you go.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that. That sounds pretty good.
Obviously, you know, you guys are not alone. There have been a lot of washouts, not just in Premier League, but all around the state in various competitions to start the season. But things are looking good, so a chance to get on and play some cricket both days, Saturday and Sunday, at UTAS.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Obviously, we've been very fortunate with our partnership with UTAS Stadium to actually gain some more access to the ground this year. So our first fixture at home, at our home base, is this weekend. So we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a good challenge. We're back to two-day cricket again. So we did. We were in Hobart for a two-day game, then got washed out, and then we reverted back to a one-day game, which got washed out as well. So we're now back into red ball mode. So it's a bit of been back and forth a bit there. But, yeah, we're looking forward to the wicket. It'll be good. It's always, a great place to play cricket. And, you know, it's nice to be have the opportunity to play at what we regard as our home ground and against a very, it will be a strong Lindisfarne team.
So, yeah, they'll have full strength, you would assume. So their cricket Taz boys will be back. That'll include Mac Wright and Jared Freeman.
That's right, yeah. And they've got a good team around, supporting those guys as well. So, yeah, we'll need to be on our game. But, you know, looking forward to it. As I said, it'll be a good weekend. It should be a very good cricket weekend. Normally is there. So a good challenge for us, but one that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, so how's the team going? I noticed that young Ben Spinks regularly starting with your team. He was sort of on the fringes last couple of years, but now he's pretty much a frontline bowler for you guys.
He is. He's really developed. We've always had some faith in Ben. Nice, tall, angular bowler, a bit sort of in the Glenn McGrath sort of mould, I reckon, that sort of bowler. It's a very good area, gets some good bounce. And just in the last winter, he's just grown and strengthened a bit, got a bit of strength about him, and he's starting to look very much the part at this level. So he's had some good performances with the white ball, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do now with the red ball.
Yeah. Just looking at some of the scores from the last, from games that you have played. So Al Taylor's seems to be leading the charge with the bat for you guys.
Yeah, he's played well. We've had a couple of players who've had some good starts. Sam O'Mahony has one, Spencer Hayes are both. Look very comfortable at the crease in the games that we've played and then not quite gone on with their start. So that's a big message for us this week, that when we get people in and get them established at the crease, we really want people to capitalise and go on and make big scores. So in two-day cricket, obviously, we've got more time to do that. I'm thinking that we'll see something from Charlie Eastow in these games. He's just struggled a little bit early in the season. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing Charlie at the crease and be able to hook in and spend some time out in the middle and build a big inning. So, but look, you know, everyone looks to be in pretty good nick. It's now about just being able to play some regular cricket and get some rhythm into our game. So hopefully this weekend we'll do that.
Yeah, and your ever reliable Jono Chapman going well with ball and bat on the odd occasion too.
Yeah, very good cricketer and, again, works hard on his batting and we're seeing some reward now. He looks very comfortable at the crease, particularly in, you know, the white ball game where he can find the boundary, but now he's starting to build an all-round game. And, again, he's another player that he'll get opportunities in red ball cricket to spend a bit more time out in the middle, build an innings, and then, you know, capitalise on those starts that we've had across the board this year and haven't quite done it, you know, consistently well. So, but he's going very well with the ball as well. He's a quality player.
Yeah. So, with all the rain that's been about, have you actually had a chance to have any training sessions on actual turf wickets?
Yeah, no, we've been on turf, and we missed last week because of having the one-day game, the Marsh Cup game on at UTAS, so we couldn't train there last week. But outside that, we've been on turf since late September at UTAS. So, again, they do a great job out there, and we're very, very fortunate, and the program is very fortunate to get access to an excellent training facility.
Yeah, righto. Okay, well, good luck this weekend. And just quickly on Tasmania, they seem to be going okay. Nice 150 from Jordan Silk the other day.
Yeah, he played well. I watched a little bit of it, and looks to be in very, very good nick at the moment, Jordan. So, yeah, they were a bit unlucky, I think. Again, the weather intervened like it has done. They certainly had a good lead in the game. Whether they would have had enough time to knock the Vicks over and then maybe chase a small total would have been not quite sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, they were in front when the rain came, and their signs are pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for having a yarn. Good luck against Lindisfarne this weekend.